Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm thankful you tuned to the broadcast again this time, and we're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 13, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 13, where our Lord Jesus has given a parable unto the people. And it involves a sower sowing seed. It involves four different places where the seed is sown, three that happen because of the sower's desire to sow the field prepared. So there's three that way, and the roadside, the stony ground down there at the end of the field, like I described to you, the thorny place that has not been cleaned up and prepared down there at the end of the field by the stony ground, if you will, and then the good ground. And the Lord makes it very clear that the good ground is the ground that bears fruit. That's the end of the sowing. Is sowing, so there's growth, and then there's a multiplicity of bounty that comes from the sowing of one seed, and there's a multiplication, and there's an end to it and provision. And so the Lord makes that clear. And he says, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. The disciples asked the Lord Jesus, why are you speaking to them in parables? And the Lord Jesus says and tells that it makes it very plain. He said, it's not given to them to understand these mysteries of the kingdom. And so the mysteries of heaven, as he says, mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, as he says in verse number 11. And so so he speaks in parables. He said they hear, but they really don't hear. They see in the substance of the parable, but they don't see the spiritual, the kingdom, eternal ramification and point of that. And so he quotes some passages over in Isaiah, what Isaiah prophesied about it. And then he speaks to them about the parable. Now, the blessing that you and I have is not as it was in the days of these disciples, the apostles, and that first church there, but you and I have the scriptures written down for us, the parable, and then as the Lord gave it and inspired our brethren to write in the scriptures, the explanation of the parable. And so what a great blessing it is for folks of our day that in the Lord's ministry, in the day of his ministry, he spoke in a parable, wouldn't necessarily give the answer to of it or the explanation of it other than to his disciples. But you and I are blessed with the explanation here if we will just read it and receive it. This parable is controversial with many today, but this is the Lord Jesus and what he says that his doctrine, the way his doctrine lines up, and the way his doctrine is. And you know, we are not called to change what the Lord has ordained and what his purpose and way is. His way is that his seed be sown. But then there is that working of God, the greatness of depravity, the need of the moving of the Holy Spirit of God. It is essential that the Spirit of God move in the hearts of sinners that they might be saved. Now, the sinner has no responsibility for that work and action. The sinner's responsibility is to hear the Word of God and believe it and receive it and receive Christ. But here the Lord makes it plain there's a necessity of the working of God in his vineyard, in his tillage. It's just that way. And so as you and I think that this is appropriate, as you and I, as the Lord's children and saved, the Lord having saved us and rescued us, we certainly need to consider that there is ground that needs to be turned up. There is ground that needs to be prepared. There are loved ones and neighbors and folks that we meet and come in contact with and work with and go to school with that need to be saved. And we need to pray that our Lord would be merciful unto them as he was to us and till up the ground of their heart that they might be saved. The Lord, the Spirit of God, must work. We have the responsibility to sow the seed as his children, as his churches. We have the responsibility to tell about the Savior. That commission is given unto his churches. The pillar and ground of the truth in our day, the Lord Jesus Christ's churches. And we are duty bound and have a great blessing and privilege to proclaim his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of sinners. And that by repentance of their sins and faith in the Jesus and Jesus alone, his death, burial, and resurrection substitutionarily for them, that they too can be saved. And that's the command and the call that goes out unto all. Here the Lord with his disciples in chapter 13 of Matthew, verse number 18, he's going to give the explanation, the spiritual truth that the parable describes unto us. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower, verse 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. So here the Lord says that the wayside represents a type of people, a type of hearer. One that hears the word of the kingdom of God. The word goes in through their ear gate. Their brain hears the words. But there's not understanding, and understandeth it not. There's no understanding. It's a spiritual thing. The word comes, the truth comes, and there's no comprehension. There's no understanding about what it means unto them. Then cometh the wicked one. Now, who's that? It's very clear that the wicked one is Satan. Satan and those that work with him, the fallen angels that went with Satan in that day of his fall. Birds, they're described in verse number 4. They catch away that which was sown in his heart. So there was something that was indeed sown. The word of God was sown. That represents the seed. The seed, rather, represents the word of God. It's sown in their heart, and it's taken away. It's pulled right out. It's taken from them before there is any continual comprehension or understanding or application of it to their hearts and lives. Now, that's a fearful thing. That is a spooky and serious thing. To think that Satan and his workers, the fallen angels, the demons, work in that way to snatch away the word of God before it becomes effectual in the hearts of sinners. Now, understand, this is not my idea. This is not the apostles' idea. This is what Jesus says and the way that he says that it works. Look at the access that Satan has, barring the preserving, protecting work of God. Satan has access to hearts and to individuals to snatch away that word. He says here that it is sown in their heart, and Satan, the birds, carry it away. Verse 20, but he that received the seed into stony places, so you remember that plot of ground, that part portion of ground, there beside the good prepared field, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. He says it's a good word, it's a wonderful thing. Yet hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. Listen. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, when the world begins to assail this one about the word of God, When friends turn away and families say that they are disgraced by this one, this pressure begins to come on. It's a good word. It's a good news. It sounds like a wonderful good thing, but then there's tribulation, there's trouble, there's difficulty. Because of the word of the Lord, because of the straightness of the word of the Lord, and by he is offended. I just can't take that anymore. I can't take being, have their back, my family's back turning on me, my friends going away from me. I miss the way that it was before. I'll return back to that. The Lord says that's the way it is on the stony ground, the stony places. He's offended by and by. After a while, it just begins to eat and eat and eat. And he just can't take it anymore. Verse 22, but he also that receives seed among thorns is he that heareth the word. And the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Here, it seemed that this one was going to bud forth and grow. It seemed like it had really taken, but then not tribulation over the word, but the cares of the world, the busyness of life, all the things that have got to be done, all the things that want to be pursued. If I work hard or work more, I'll get wealthy. The deceitfulness of riches. Riches will bring me happiness and peace. And then they arrive there and find out it's not so. But they chase after it. He said, these things, the deceitfulness of riches and the care of the world, chokes the word. It becomes less and less and less to where it can't even be seen or known anymore. And he becometh unfruitful. There was kind of a showing that there would be fruit. We can see that it's growing up, but like the weeds do over in the thorns and the briars and everything, they rise up and grow so fast, as we mentioned before, and they choke out the good thing. Verse 23, but he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. There's understanding about what God has said. There's understanding about what the Lord says the need is. The understanding that the word of God is the truth that the sinner needs, and Jesus is the Savior that he needs. Understandeth it, which also beareth fruit. He's going to act on it. He's going to follow it. It's a change in his life. It's a change in direction. The Spirit of God has made it effectual. This is the tillage of the Lord. The Lord has tilled this ground and sowed this seed with purpose, just like the sower. Beareth fruit and bringeth forth. You know, some do 100-fold. That's the way it is with grain. Some bring 60-fold. Other types bring less, but it brings forth a multiplicity, a multitude, and some 30. The Lord says the seed that goes on the good ground bears fruit. None of the other three did. How about you? Do you claim the Lord as Savior? Are you bearing fruit? Are you, in fact, the tillage of the Lord? Oh, I pray that you would see your need and the need of Christ and repent and believe and trust in him and his gospel for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.